Blood pressure goals in chronic kidney disease patients may be unrealistic. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, say it may be time to revise blood pressure guidelines in chronic kidney disease patients. They conducted a study with more than 16,000 kidney disease patients and found that systolic pressure had to be 140 or higher in order to be associated with an increased risk of end-stage renal disease. However, current guidelines call for CKD patients to maintain a systolic pressure of 130 over 80. Dr. Carmen Peralta is one of the researchers on this study. She says given that attaining a systolic blood pressure of 130 over 80 is very hard to achieve among patients in clinical practice, it may be worth considering revising the guidelines to make them more lenient and easier to achieve. The study found that a level of 150 or higher was associated with the highest risk for end-stage renal disease. Dr. Peralta says the study suggests that physicians should be focused on reducing blood pressure among the patients at highest risk, rather than chasing lower numbers in patients already at 140 over 90. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.